How about a gut punch to start your morning? Jimmy Butler is going to be out indefinitely with an MCL injury after last night's play-in tournament game in which the Heat fall a point short, 105-104. Miami loses to the Sixers last night. They will get the Bulls. If you did not stay up till probably past midnight, the Bulls put a beating on the Hawks, and the Chicago Bulls put up 131 points behind 42 from Kobe White. So Friday at the Kaseya Center, the Heat will look to keep their season alive against those same Bulls, and you will have to do it, presumably, the rest of the way without Jimmy Butler. And we saw Jimmy get hurt, Kelly Oubre. I don't know what the hell that was on that play, but
it was a save your season play.
Certainly looked dirty to me. And either way, Jimmy, you know, goes down, hurts the knee, and clearly Jimmy is not. He just wasn't able to go the rest of the game. You know, essentially, he was more or less a decoy out there. And Tyler Hero tried to do his best to will that team to a victory there, but. You know, look, this is why we spoke all season long about trying to avoid the play-in tournament. You don't want to put yourself in this kind of a situation, and the Heat did. And, you know, obviously you can't predict that, you know, your best player is going to hurt his knee in the first half of the first game. You know, that's, you know, obviously incredibly unfortunate.
You don't hear Milwaukee crying about it.
No. Nicholas Batum, who I figured he'd retired 10 years ago, goes for 20. I mean, outscored Jimmy Butler in that game. He was, you know, I Nicholas Batum of all people.
Big defense, too.
Yeah.
Big block on Tyler Hero towards the end of the game.
I mean, I told my buddy, I said, yeah, you know, Nicholas Batum, you would put him on your fantasy basketball team like back in 2001, 2002. You know, because that was like he was a defensive stat guy, and he did kind of like a well-rounded stat guy. A
lot of threes.
So apparently he's still in the league, and apparently he can shoot because he torched the Heat last night, and it's kind of a weird twist to this whole thing. That's not exactly the guy you expected to do that. Joel Embiid hit some shots down the stretch, as you figure he would, but it was just not going to happen because, again, Jimmy was essentially being used as a decoy down the stretch of that game, and I think Tyler Hero can only take you so far, and, you know, we saw that. Well, you know, look, it is what it is, man. Tyler Hero
is not Marcus Maxey.
Good player, but he's not the guy that you want, you know, necessarily taking all the shots down the stretch. That's where Jimmy Butler.
I think he did a good job. I think
he did.
They played an admirable effort.
I was about to use the word admirable. Yeah, it was. It was an effort. But
it sounds like winner talk right there. Admirable.
Yeah. No, that's we're real winners this morning talking like that. Yeah. But
winners that hopefully will be in the number 8 seed if they manage to pull off a victory over against Chicago Bulls with. Without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and then the question becomes, how long is Jimmy out? And again, you look at that tweet from Shibs. First of all, I saw last night they said MRI. Mm-hmm. And whenever you see MRI, you know it is
every knee injury is an MRI.
Good.
Every single knee injury is an MRI.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's not true. When you see MRI after the game and you see the guy limping around, that's never a great sign.
Any contact with the knee, any knee soreness goes in an MRI.
And then you get the tweet from Shams that comes out at around 11 o'clock last night, and he says Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler is feared to have an MCL injury in his knee. The injury could sideline Butler for an indefinite period, MRI to come. And that obviously does not sound promising for a series that would start on Sunday.
Let's just hope it's a sprain, not a tear. Either way, it's...
Yeah, but either way, I think he's probably not going to turn around in 3 or 4 days and be ready for a playoff series.
No.
I would guess. Again, I'm not a doctor, but when they say, you know, MCL and indefinite and
stuff
like
that. Didn't Embiid suffer one of those when...
He's suffered a lot of injuries, Omar. He has suffered a lot of injuries.
When the Heat pulled off that series against Milwaukee Bucks,
unfortunately, we are not doctors here in the morning, so I don't want to speculate on how long Jimmy will be out for. But I could tell you that they did show him after the game, and he was noticeably limping.
4 to 6 weeks.
He clearly wasn't right. the second half of that game after the injury occurred. And, you know, again, man, this is just such an unfortunate situation for the Heat here, because now you're either going to, you know, beat Chicago and go and play Boston, which is, you know, that would have been a tough task with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You know, without Jimmy Butler, guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think Miami can beat Boston without Jimmy Butler. I think I'm stating the obvious.
Sure Miami could have beat Boston with Jimmy Butler.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's hard to win a playoff series without your big gun, your superstar to begin with, much less the best team in probably all the NBA.
Yeah, and you look at what Jimmy did last year in the playoffs, and you could have made the argument Jimmy was probably the second best player in the entire postseason last year, next to Nikola Jovic, who eventually went on to win the championship. So this is just really, really sad situation here.
It's
for,
bleak time,
for the Heat.
Bleak season. However, let me make this point: if there's any team that can pull off a miracle, and rally the troops and get every individual role player to step up and step forward, it's the Miami Heat. It's that organization. They've done it time and time again.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it without Jimmy Butler against the Celtics. That's just my opinion, my hot take here this morning.
I don't even know if they can win the Chicago Bulls without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Bulls are 39-43 on the season. Let's not forget that.
But the Heat struggle at home. And, again, you're missing – now no Jimmy makes this a little bit of a different situation. If Jimmy was fine and the Heat just lost a close game last night, you'd come in here and you'd say, all right, let's take care of Chicago on Friday, and then we'll figure this thing out with Boston. Now, again, with no Jimmy Butler in the mix, it really, really throws a wrench into your plans here. And this is tough, man. Wake up to that news here this morning.
What do you think the Heat were going for when Tyler Hero shot that three with like 34 seconds left and it got blocked by Nicholas Batum? They were down by four. Why didn't they try for a two-pointer, an easy basket? Why were they going for such a deep contested three? Was it a two-for-one? What were they trying to do?
I just think at the end of that game, you know, look, you're changing your game plan as you go, right? Because if you watch it, we're watching the highlights again now, and it's so clear that Jimmy just was not functioning in the second half of that game. And, you know, you put a lot on Tyler Hero's shoulders last night.
And
you
delivered. Really
you put
he
a
delivered.
Lot on Tyler Hero's
Could he
shoulders.
Play better?
Yeah, he could have shot a little better, but, you know.
I don't know
man,
about
it's,
that.
This is tough. We'll get to some texts here. 754, man, doesn't pick up on sarcasm particularly well. He says, dude, Batum in 2000, got in the NBA in 2008, 5 years after. Yeah, I get it, man. It was a joke. It was me being sarcastic. It didn't land for that guy. It was more of a like me saying that, like, where the hell has Nicholas Batum been?
Yeah.
And, you know, all of a sudden he comes out and drops 20 on the Heat and basically was the difference in the game last night. I mean, that's not something I expected to come in here and say this morning. I thought, all right, he
looks like a Heat player.
You know, maybe one of these, you know, Joel Embiid or something has a big game or whatever. And, yeah, man, it was Nicholas Batum who led the way last night for Philly. 786 says it's over, guys. Miracles, please. Yeah, I don't know, man. Without Jimmy, it doesn't look good here. Hey, this guy calls you Omoron. I don't like that. A grade one MCL sprain is a tear. Whatever. We're not doctors here, but I don't think Jimmy's coming back anytime soon. I would
What do people get from, like, you woke up this morning at 6:12?
It's the same. I'm sorry. This is actually the same guy, the 754 guy who was all riled up about the Batum thing.
Okay.
The Heat will get swept by Boston from the 5-6-1.
Like literally, we're hoping it's you barely got the crust out of your eyes. I don't know if you're like a truck driver, maybe even working overnight or something here, but you barely got the crust out of your eyes, and you're nasty and negative at 6:12 in the morning. Like, what kind of tone does that set for your day?
You know what? It's okay. He's here, and that's all we ask for.
Yeah,
we want participation here. We love that.
But like calling somebody a moron before the sun even comes up. Like, how does that set the tone for your day?
Because we are morons no matter what time of day it is. So that's okay, man. Again, right. He's here with us, and that's all we care about. This guy,
he hurt my feelings.
Richie Aboris has, he wants to know where Fathead is at. He wants to laugh at all of us here. Yeah, man, Richie, we were hoping to get your Knicks in the first round, but
yeah, we wanted you, Richie. We wanted to smoke your Knicks.
Boy, is it looking bleak right now for the Heat, man. This is very, very disappointing here to start this morning. This guy says, Omar, is Giannis out the rest of the playoffs? I don't think so. Oh, Giannis is not out the rest of the playoffs. He's going to miss the first round at least, but
I'm talking about Giannis in past years.
The Bucks have put themselves in a much better situation than the Heat. Everyone's in a better situation right now than the Heat. The Heat got a got a deal here where now you got to go and beat the Bulls, which is going to be easier said than done without Jimmy in the lineup. But you know, fortunately, you have played a lot of games without Jimmy in the lineup, so you do, you know, you have some experience there. But then you got to go and play Boston. On Sunday.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be a little bit tricky. So that is the situation for the Heat here, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like we have had something ripped away from us here this morning because I was really excited for a Miami Heat run in these playoffs. And I didn't know, Omar, if they were going to beat Philly last night. I thought that was a real toss-up type of game. Mm. And it ended up being a toss-up type of game.
We look good for the most part in the beginning.
Well, they did.
14-point lead.
Yeah, they had a huge lead in the first half. They were playing, you know, I thought more unselfish basketball in the first half, and that was, you know, again, you have your full lineup there. I just thought Tyler Hero had took a lot upon himself in that second half, and he took a lot of shots, and, you know, but I guess it was necessary because, you know, when you lose Jimmy and, you know, there's just not a lot offensively on this on this team outside of that. Now, you could certainly make the argument or the case that Bam Adebayo needs to be more involved offensively. Bam took 9 shots last night, which is just not enough for an all-star, for a Team USA guy, and all that good stuff. Like, Bam is going to have to give you more than 10. So you had 4 guys in double figures last night. 2 came off the bench, Jaquez and Love, who contributed. Haywood Highsmith gives you 9. Jimmy, you know, again, limping through 40 minutes, gives you 19. And Tyler Hero gives you 25. But Bam giving you 10 is just probably not enough here. And, you know, as we're watching Jimmy hobble out of the building last night.
Only. Yeah, I know that hobble way too well.
Boy, is that tough to watch. That's
4 to 6 week hobble.
Yeah, I do like Jimmy Butler a lot. I'm a big fan of his, and it feels like we've had something ripped away from us here this week.
Are you disappointed and hurt that you never got to see playoff Jimmy this year?
Yeah.
We spent the entire season.
Yes, you spent the entire season. There was a lot of build-up for this thing.
Talking and waiting and lurking and hoping that playoff Jimmy just shows up eventually. And we're like, okay, tonight's the night we're going to see playoff Jimmy.
And you know, with no playoff Jimmy, what we really missed was 14, 17, 18, 21 from a Terry Rozier, who is not available.
I agree. I that's a good point. And we said that, you know, we were talking about that yesterday. No Terry Rozier in the lineup certainly hurts, right? And no Duncan Robinson doesn't help. Right, and Duncan, I guess, dressed last night, but he's not right. He's dealing with a back injury, and as someone who has personally dealt with the back injury, I can tell you that
that's just called getting old when it comes to you.
That's true, but that is not fun. Whether you're old, young, or whatever, the back injury is a bad situation. It's just not good, man, because those things just, you know, they don't heal.
Welcome to being old. Yeah, the back is...
Yeah. The back is the one thing you don't want to
hear. I got a herniated disc. I can't remember which number it is, but that's been there.
Yeah,
for,
I got a few of those things.
That's been there for over a decade. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't go away.
I know.
They don't go away. You just kind of do the workouts and you try to make
strengthen
it, you know,
your core.
Try to make it better.
Yeah. Strengthen your core.
And I'm just like, I've seen the best doctors you can possibly see, man. Joe was nice enough to set me up.
Of course he is.
With his guys, you know.
Your whole life is spent with Joe setting you up.
That's somewhat true. But, you know, you go over to Baptist Health down there in Coral Gables, and I've seen the guys, and I've gone through the big, you know, the MRI tubes and all that good stuff, and it's just the back is tough, man. And, you know, they tell you that if you get surgery, it's not the best route. because the surgery on the back. Joe, by the way, has had that, and it's just it's tough, man.
Yeah,
it's,
they say the minute they put a knife in you,
yeah,
they're gonna have to keep putting the knife, keep carving you up.
That's the thing with the back. Yep.
Yep.
And this guy says Hollywood sounds like he's at a funeral. I feel like we lost something today. Like I
hope.
Again, the season Belief. Started. The season started in what
Confidence.
October? Back yep. in October. And I go to my fair share of games.
You sure
I
do.
I watch all the games with my son. We love the Heat.
I get you. You're about at row seven.
I'm basketball. Like basketball is my sport.
Yep.
We don't always sit in those. I sit in the uppers too, Omar. I take what I can get. We just like to go.
Yeah. The first time I ever caught him in a game, he was in row seven. Now, mind
That's
you,
true.
I was in row eight.
Okay.
But he was in row seven.
Omar's kind of right, though.
But look, man, I am a basketball first guy. I grew up playing basketball. I love the sport of basketball, and I have loved the Heat since as long as I can remember. Since we, my dad worked in one of those Dadeland Towers, the Datran building, and
okay.
we would meet him there, and we'd take the Metro Rail over to go to Heat games at the Miami Arena.
Oh yeah, so you jump off the arena and go watch to the game.
I have loved the Heat since as long as
one,
I can remember.
One of your sports memories,
all those are sports memories. I mean, Heat Knicks for me. Like I remember being at the Clarence Weatherspoon game, and people were throwing clackers off the upper deck, and Heat basketball is very. Very personal for me, Omar.
It's personal for me too.
And I think it's become that way for a lot of people in this town. It's the one team that you've been able to count on.
Absolutely.
For some consistent.
Hey man, the Marlins won championships too.
Who?
Marlins.
The Marlins have won a couple of World Series, but again, you talk about consistency.
Yeah.
And you talk about the model organization, and it starts from from the Arison family down to Pat Riley, down to Alonzo Mourning, who's sitting right next to Pat last night. And it's, everyone there does such a good job with everything that
first class
do,
organization
they're from their PR staff and Tim and Nick and Rob and those guys. Everything is just so well done over there. And they're such a pleasure to be around. And you feel like you just had something ripped away from you this morning, because now – you could have gotten excited about that Boston series, right? If you Jimmy was okay. And
could you?
Yeah, you could have, because I still think the Heat could have beaten Boston, or at least given them.
What?
Or you know what? At least put a little fear in their hearts, Omar. I don't think Boston's sitting there like, yeah, let's bring in the Heat. Like,
give
that's
them
who
the
we
toughest
want.
Series.
The Heat beat them last year.
Yeah, they did.
The Heat beat them last year. But now without Jimmy Butler, I think your hopes are
bleak,
a little bleak. This
extinguished.
And, I do feel like we have had something that we have been looking forward to for so long, just kind of ripped away from us this morning. And I am thoroughly bummed out. I don't know how else to put it, Omar. And I don't have a positive spin to give you this morning. And that's where we stand right now. The NFL draft, if anyone still cares, is in 1 week.
If anyone still cares.
I know, man.
I know, but we went
through something last night. We went through something emotional last night.
If anyone cares.
I feel like I need some time to deal with this situation, and I just don't care who the Dolphins are going to pick at 21 right now, what offensive lineman or whatever. Like, it's just not something I can talk about at
this
moment.
We're talking playoff Jimmy, and then on the other hand, Jackson Powers Johnson?
Yeah.
Is that your guy, Omar?
Second round, maybe.
Who cares?
No, second round.
He's not a first rounder. He's falling. He's sliding.
There will be plenty of time for draft talk. We actually are going to do some draft talk today. Omar got us a draft guy in the 9 o'clock hour to come on and talk draft. Let's set the table for you here. We're going to bring on Dave Hyde in the 7 o'clock hour. Dave has been covering sports down here since the early 1900s. So
Sports Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so Dave will join us, author, columnist, all that good stuff. Dave will come on with us, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, something we don't usually do, we're going to bring on Alex Solana, who hosts our pregame show for the Heat down here. And
I heard him last night.
Yeah,
I was listening to him give the recap of the game.
He does a great job on the pregame, and we'll bring him on. And here we go, man. Buckle up, because you got Heat and Bulls on Friday, and we have your text coming in. And we are happy to read those for you this morning. Whether you are a Knicks fan and you're weighing in and you're enjoying what's happening to the Heat, I'm getting a few of those this morning. Or you are a Heat fan and you feel like you just had the playoffs just ripped away in about one quarter or so of basketball last night with Jimmy Butler, and you're waking up to the bad news here this morning that it does look like Jimmy is going to be out for the foreseeable future.
He's putting himself out there, and I really appreciate him, you know, for that competitive spirit. It really stiffened up on him in the second half. You know, he was able to still move a little bit in that second quarter after it, but then as the second half went on, you know, started to limit him a little bit more, just the movement. But we'll see. We have no idea, you know, right now. We'll see when we get back to Miami. And then, you know, look, it's these type of games, you just treasure the opportunity to compete in these kind of games. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. It's all the emotions, you know, when you come up short. Everybody that played and everybody that was on the bench put everything into it. We just weren't able to you know, finish it off.
Eric Spoelstra there as we welcome you back in. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. And, boy, you could hear it in Spo's voice, man. And the Heat did give them a lot of credit. They left it all out there, but that's, you know, that's, you know, Omar, I don't know, that feels like participation trophy stuff here this morning, as you know, we want to credit them for an effort. But Miami is in big, big trouble here this morning. If you are just getting up, the news is not good around Jimmy Butler. He is feared to have an MCL injury. And I can't imagine, Omar, that he's going to have a 3 or 4 day turnaround here on that thing and be ready at any point here during the next series, should the Heat get there, because Miami's got to they got to beat the Chicago Bulls. They open up as 2.5 point favorites at home here on Friday night. The Heat have struggled at home throughout the season, and they will most certainly be without Jimmy Butler on Friday night. Now the question becomes, who else can rejoin the lineup? Can you get Duncan Robinson back? Can you get Terry Rozier back?
I think all hands on deck, baby.
Well, it's got to be, obviously, but there won't be any Jimmy. I think that's pretty safe to assume, as Jimmy.
Yeah,
you saw the video of him
know if we want limping Jimmy. We want playoff Jimmy.
Well,
limping
Jimmy
is like the
physically be able to go. I don't think this is a question of like last night. You know, just,
please,
you know, just
play
kind
through
of
adrenaline.
Like through it, but.
Yeah, I mean, we never know with Jimmy. This could add to Jimmy's legacy, to get the Miami Heat into that eighth playoff seed by, you know, putting forth a miraculous effort on one knee. But the biggest concern I have is the damage that he can do long term, and I'm not interested in that. So I definitely think the Heat are wise enough and smart enough to just shelve it, and if Jimmy needs a corrective procedure, go ahead and get that done.
You're digging here this morning. I don't know what the injury is, and we'll find out exactly.
I've covered sports for 20 years, bro.
I know, but I don't like to do that Twitter doctor thing here in the morning.
You didn't stay at a Holiday Inn?
No, and try to guess. And I know there's a lot of those Twitter doctors who look at the injury, and they go, he's going to be out for this amount of time.
I mean, an MCL sprain is 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, again, I know that he is not going to just miraculously, you know, come back from this, you know, so I don't imagine that. It says on average, you know, 3 to 12 weeks, whatever, grade one sprain. So maybe the Heat could find a way to extend this thing and get him back. I don't know, Omar. Can they get a couple from Boston? I think it'll be very tough. But with that being said, guys, I at this point can't even look ahead to Boston, because you got to take care of business on Friday.
Absolutely.
And beat the Chicago Bulls in your building. And Chicago hung 130 points on the Hawks last night. And the Heat are not a team that wants to play games in the 130s. I can tell you that much about this Heat team, who were 14 of 39 from three-point land last night. They shot 42% overall from the field, 14 of 19 from the line, which is not tremendous either. Philly, on the other hand, basically the numbers are identical, 36 of 86 from the field, 42%. They were 12 of 35 from three. They were 21 of 23 from the line, so they outscored Miami from the free throw line. But the difference, again, amazingly, in last night's game really probably was Nicholas Batum, who is still in the league apparently, and he hit six triples last night. Six of them. He had 20 points, five rebounds.
What this guy averaged during the season?
A block, a big block.
Very big
Nicholas
block.
Nicholas Batum averaged during the season? I don't know. No points? I mean, who knows, man?
I remember the Trailblazers, his stats, the Hornets.
His stats from 2023-2024, Omar, he averaged 5.3 points and four rebounds a game. There you go. That was He was a 5-4 guy. This
35-year-old Nicholas Batum. Yeah. Listen,
French national.
Yes, I'm very based on the way that he played against Miami Heat. I'm wondering if he's a free agent.
he had played two games against Miami, by the way, and played 35 minutes against Miami. He had 1 point per game. he's not.
I gotta check.
He's a bench guy. That's all.
I gotta check his free agency status here.
Does it hurt more that it's not Tyrese Maxey and it's Nicholas Batum?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does, because it always seems like there's some random guy that just steps up and plays well. But yeah, man.
He's gonna be a free agent this offseason.
Great,
Nicholas Batum.
Yo, let's get younger. Let's go ahead and get younger with a Nicholas Batum.
35-year-old Nicholas Batum, who made $11.7 million this season.
So we're getting a lot of stuff here on the text line, and listen, I am with you guys. I think the Heat.
16-year veteran. Jesus Christ.
That's why I was joking this morning about how he was on your fantasy team in 2002. It's like, this texture 786882 games, leave it all on the table. I'm tired of this bleeping team. They want to leave it all in the playoff.
Is it time to press the reset button? Look at that face.
Look.
No.
In fairness to that question, the Heat have been the 8 seed.
Two straight years.
Well, let's see if they get the 8 seed.
Yeah.
Hopefully. They've been the 8 seed two straight years. Now, with that also being said, Omar, they made the finals in 2020. They made the finals in 2023 or 2022, whatever it was, last year. They have made playoff runs with Jimmy Butler. Now, my argument coming into this whole, whatever you call this thing, postseason, was that there is a lot of pressure on Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy does give off a very strong vibe of, I am not a regular season guy. I don't take these games as seriously. I come to play when it matters in the playoffs. And I think, you know what? We live with that because
he does show up.
He has gotten him to the finals, and he has gotten him to the promised land, real close to it at least. And so you give him that benefit of the doubt now. And again, it's not his fault. It's actually Kelly Oubre's fault that Jimmy Butler is not going to be playing here for the Heat. So, you don't want to overreact here this morning and start talking about blowing up the team or anything like that. But here's the other thing I will say.
I mean,
Bam Adebayo has to be more involved in what's going on out there. We cannot be talking about, if Bam Adebayo scores 10 points against the Bulls, the Heat season could be over. That's how serious this is. He needs to be more involved in what the Heat are doing offensively. And for him to go, 5 of 9 from the field last night, 9 shots for Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler ended up taking 18. Tyler Hero took 27 shots, and sadly he needed to, right? But you got guys like DeLon Wright who takes 7 shots. Haywood Highsmith takes 8. Bam Adebayo should not be taking 9 shots in a game.
Haywood Highsmith and DeLon Wright.
It's just not enough, man. He needs to be more involved and more engaged in what's going on out there. He is an all-star. He's a Team USA guy. He needs to be more involved in what is going on there. And, and a guy says, Pat Riley, look at this roster and do what? And you brought up the roster. And it's like, for me, it's too early to start doing that. Like, I don't want to do that this morning. That's something you do Monday if they lose, Omar. That's something you do in 2 weeks from now if they lose to Boston. You don't start figuring out this team and their roster. This isn't the Dolphins. You know, I'm sorry to tell you, Omar, but this is not a situation where you want to start, you know, working the roster over here before they are officially done. But
no need to stick a fork in them.
This is.
They're kind of well done, though. But the steak's a little chewy.
The steak's getting there.
Yeah.
It's
a little chewy.
It's ready to eat. I don't know if it's well done yet, but it's ready to eat.
It's lost its juicy tenderness on the center area.
Speaking of that, I'm watching the game on my phone last night, the first half at least. We had a birthday party at Benihana.
Okay.
You ever go to Benihana?
Yes, of course. A free birthday party dinner. Whose birthday was it?
It was a friend from my son's school, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, we had the whole Benihana thing last night, and the kids were all excited. And, you know, seven-year-olds are blown away by the
Hold on here. This sounds like an expensive dinner, because if it's a birthday party for the friend's son, well, obviously the family covers that. But then did you eat?
Everyone ate. Yeah, no. I stood and I watched as the other ones eat.
I mean, it's a 7-year-old's birthday, so yeah. I don't know. You know, you know when you throw a birthday party, you got to get pizza for the kids, for the adults.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you have other things, libations.
Yeah,
and
my
stuff like
my
that.
Son's party, we threw it at a one of those soccer things. You know, those soccer cages or whatever they call them,
mini soccer,
like outdoor whatever those things are. And yeah, we brought in those $6 Domino's pizzas. I came with like a stack of those and pulled them out of the trunk and said, "Here you go, kids and adults, both can eat."
Okay.
I did not take care of the bill last night. I don't know what it looked like.
Oh, whoa, hold on, wait a minute. So this family offered up a Benihana situation for the parents too?
They didn't offer. They invited us. We went and we ate.
Okay,
and that was it, man.
How many kids and how many families here? Because that sounds like a pretty big deal.
I don't want to put anyone's business out there.
I'm just asking. Give me a ballpark.
What are you so worried about?
Just give me a kid head count.
He's just worried if it's like a big party, like 14, 15 kids.
There was a lot of people there.
Okay.
There was a lot of people.
Was it a private room?
Yeah, they had an area.
Damn,
yeah.
They had a private room area for a kid's 7-year-old birthday party?
I respect that.
They're doing better than me.
They didn't have like a bouncer. They are doing better than you. That I will definitely tell you.
I forgot about your Brickell community over there.
We have to take a break. Look, man, everyone does what they want to do. Like I said, my birthday's coming up next month.
I wonder if I could do a Benihana. I'm going to price that out.
I got you, man.
Your birthday's coming up next month.
I got you.
You usually got me. You do usually
have
me.
I'm going to take you. I'll take you out. We'll go to the sushi buffet that you like.
I do like that. You know they changed their prices on us, right?
I know. I'm done with that place, by the way. I got to say, I am done with that place. So without saying the place's name, because I don't want to do that to any place on our show, but I will tell you.
That used to be my date spot.
So they have this thing, and we'll get back to the eat stuff in just 1 second. Taking a date to the buffet is iffy.
It's not a buffet. Nobody's getting up and walking to
That's
it. So
true,
don't.
But it's still a buffet.
Oh, it's one of those restaurants open menu that you just keep ordering.
Yeah. You just keep ordering.
Oh, that's a little bit.
So we went there.
Wow, really? Dan Day is judging me too.
Did you use a coupon?
If I had it, I would.
We went there recently, and they have they have the sushi with just the fish on the rice, right? Just the regular sushi. That's kind of what I like
sashimi,
that stuff.
Yes.
Not the sashimi. The sashimi is just the sushi.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
This is with the on the rice, whatever. And so I'm looking at the menu, and they have one price on the front that says regular, and then they have another price that says premium. And so you go onto the menu, and it's like salmon, tuna, the regular stuff. And then on the next page, it says premium salmon and premium tuna. And I'm like, wait a second. So if I don't upgrade the menu, you're giving me the cheap raw fish? Like, is that how this is going down here? Like, are there different tiers of raw fish that you're giving me?
That's what I didn't
now,
like.
I have been to places like, if you go to like the Korean barbecue, which I love, by the way, that's a better date spot.
Always great.
They have different tiers of the menu that give you different items, like as a higher
level meats. Yes.
Like you get, but it's not like we give you like dog food steak on the bottom thing, and it's like, oh, if you want to upgrade, we'll give you the
no, it's kind steak, it's like, kind of the same thing. It actually is the same thing, because as you see when you see these fishing shows, there's a higher level of salmon.
Yes,
there's
a higher level. But I should feel like if I pay the entry price, I should be able to eat the same quality sushi as the person paying more than me.
Which is why
I don't want to even know that lower quality sushi exists. It's raw fish.
You're correct.
You're absolutely correct. So anyway, that's why I'm never going back there. We will find another place to go. I'll take you to the Korean barbecue. That's where we'll go.
I don't know how I feel about meat being cooked at the table and me walking out smelling like meat.
Oh, you're going to smell like meat for a long time after that place. You do.
Yeah.
You ever go to one of those barbecue joints? We went to a barbecue place in Charleston.
Oh,
that was outrageous.
Yeah, I know. He planned his whole trip around this barbecue place. And the tours that he was going to take his wife on of old homes.
All the tours and all that other nonsense, she was kind of in charge of, like...
He's absolutely, like, planned every meal.
I said, we'll do anything you want, but on this one day, they serve a beef rib.
Mm-hmm.
And they run out of it. It's a one-day thing. It's a special. And I said, the only thing I want to do on this trip, the only thing that I care about, is that we get this beef rib. And it was so good. And
Was it like slap your mama good?
Oh, it was one of the
like
best.
You'll never eat
ever.
Another beef rib. You'll think
no,
to
no,
yourself
I'll
that.
Eat, I'll eat another beef rib.
No, but
it was.
But
like,
every beef rib that you eat from this point out
will
be secondary to.
It was so legit. I'll show you a picture of it. It was so legit.
Oh,
and they had all the sides. It was a really, really good.
We need to put that
place.
Picture on Twitter.
It's just, I actually think there is one of me smiling with the meat, like basically hugging it, but. all right.
You hugging meat. Pause.
You know what? We needed a little bit of a laugh this morning because I got to tell you, I am so bummed out over this heat thing.
So
I'm sorry, guys. I just feel like I've had my guts ripped out and stomped on here as we saw the news this morning or late last night or whatever you are that Jimmy is dealing with an MCL situation and could be out indefinitely. Trevor just texted me, who works with us here, asked me what place am I talking about, and I don't remember the name of the place. I will look. I will let you know when we come back on the other side here. By the way, Charleston is a very cool town. We had a good time there, but the beef rib is the only thing I remember from the trip.
We will do this the hard way. That has to be the path, you know, right now. We're going to rest up, treat up, rally around each other up, get ready for Friday, and again, embrace these competitive games. It'll be competitive in front of our home fans, and then we're going to bring a hell of a game on Friday night, lights, and do this the hard way. You know, that's just the way the deal is right now.
Eric Spoelstra there as the Heat fall last night to the Sixers, 105-104. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you as Jimmy Butler, if you're just getting up. He is going to be out for a little bit here at the very least, dealing with an MCL injury, as Shams reporting last night. You saw him limping out of the building. And, man, Jimmy's a tough SOB to finish that game after that injury last night. He got clipped pretty good by that piece of trash Kelly Oubre, who I don't know what the hell he was doing on that place, flailing and jumping all over the place, swinging his leg out. And
he's playing Heat defense.
Yeah, I suppose, man. But, damn, that sucked. And, again, you wake up this morning, Omar, and we're trying to be a tad bit upbeat, but it is not a good feeling here this morning. If you're a Heat fan and you waited the entire season and we just kind of, you know, dealt with the fact that, like, hey, Jimmy and the Heat, they're going to turn it on in the playoffs. It's okay. Like, the regular season doesn't matter. It's all irrelevant. It's all what happens in the playoffs. And, you know, look, I'm not saying they lose to the Bulls on Friday. I don't know what's going to happen in that game. The Heat are 2.5-point favorites, so the game is damn near a pick'em game.
Okay? Oh, really? 2.5-point favorites?
That's it. I mean, that is it.
I'm a little surprised. Without Jimmy?
Without Jimmy, that's the line. I mean,
knowing Rozier's status and Duncan's status,
I don't know that shifts it dramatically.
So they're just expecting Tyler to ride us to the promised land.
I don't think that shifts it dramatically one way or another. Now, the one thing I will tell you is they have an over under at 209.5, which means that the Heat, or you know, they anticipate this being a significantly lower scoring game than the game last night where they put up 250 something points. The Heat. the Heat. The Hawks and the Bulls, as the Hawks the Bulls ran away with that one late. They put up 131 points. And again, if you followed the Heat are not a team that wants to play in the 120s, the 130s. That is not their comfort zone. Last night was their comfort zone in that low 100 range, but and just some. So there were some tough calls, no question. That backcourt thing was bogus. That there were a few tough calls, but you know the Heat certainly left some points out there on the floor last night. It's hard to really, you know, complain as you know. But if Jimmy doesn't get hurt, I think we're looking at a completely different scenario here this morning. And I think Jimmy, you know, probably hits that 25-30 point range, and the Heat win that game last night if he doesn't get hurt. But such is life, and you know, Omar, you put all your eggs in the basket, isn't that what they say, in this play-in tournament, and you got to be good in one game. And you know, the Heat can do that on Friday, but they will have to do it without Jimmy Butler now, and things have taken a dramatic shift.
We don't
shift
know
here.
If it's without Jimmy Butler completely. But
you said 4 to 6 weeks, 20 minutes ago.
We suspect it's without Jimmy Butler. I mean, I
think
you're
talking about tomorrow night?
Yeah.
The man was having trouble walking out of the arena last night.
Yeah, I mean, he could barely walk. He's getting an MRI. They've reported that it's feared that he has an MCL injury, and usually Shams has pretty good sources.
Yeah.
There's two people that cover the NBA for me that, like, if they say it, it's true, and it's coming from, like, an actual, not like, you know, the towel boy of the team. Like, if Shams or Woj give you the news, it's probably good.
No, I'm not arguing that.
I am guessing, just going out on a limb here, that Jimmy Butler is not going to play on Friday, which is tomorrow, which is in, like, you know, in one day, Omar. So I just don't see that happening. Now, look, can he be ready at some point during the Boston series? I guess we'll get more information today, hopefully, but that seems to be a little bit of a stretch, too.
I'm not arguing with
you. You know, that seems to be a scary situation here for the Heat, and this is a situation they've put themselves in. You know, you end up in the play-in tournament, and we talked all season long about how you want to avoid this situation. So, yeah, man, there you go. You know, we have to get to our 7 o'clock hour here, Omar. By the way, the name of the barbecue place was Lewis Barbecue. It was Lewis Barbecue.
Yeah, you showed me that meat.
L-O-U-I-S?
L-E-W-I-S.
Okay.
L-E-W-I-S.
You showed me the meat, and it looked quite juicy.
It was. It was good meat. We have good meat here on this Thursday morning. Speaking of that, we will take a pause. Dave Hyde, who covers everything down here in South Florida, will get his take on what had happened last night with the Heat. And Alex Solana, who does our pregame show here, will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll talk some draft in the 9 o'clock hour for our draft guys. As we're officially 1 week away, it's hard to get excited about anything here this morning, but we are 1 week away from the draft. It's